Hello, Internet, and hello, Simon. It is great to see you. Welcome to Camera Dads, again, Season 2, Episode Something.
Yep, something, 17, 18, 19, 20, something.
Something. We don't count them.
Welcome, Phil. Great to be here.
Yes, good to be here. Good to see you. And I'm really excited to get into this tonight because this is something a little bit different. I don't know. Fourth wall break. Did we tell anybody what we were talking about?
I don't think anyone knows what we're talking about. No. You do.
I do. Well, yeah. All right. Yeah. So welcome, everybody. We are tonight. We're going to talk about the GoPro. Mm-hmm. And how kind of how it has changed a lot of things, specifically Simon, for you, because you acquired one earlier this year.
I did indeed.
Kind of with some specific purposes, and yes. I really want to talk about that, hear more about that. So we're not talking about taking photos tonight. We are talking about video. We're talking about GoPro in the context of family and friends.
That is exactly right, Phil. And in a sense, this is kind of a companion, or it's in the same vein of a couple episodes we've already done years ago. We did an episode on video, on what to do about videos. And we also did an episode on what I called the ideal parent camera or dad camera, which is the Fuji X100. At the time, we did it on the F because that was the most current one, the one that I own. Now it's up to like the V or something. But today, we are going to do a review, essentially, of the GoPro camera. This is the GoPro Hero 12 Black Edition. And I say review, not like we're going to run through all the bitrate tech specs and all that, but the GoPro from the standpoint of a parent with kids, a parent who likes to get clips of their kids doing things. So that's kind of the broad topic, and I would so I got this in June of this year, and after using it extensively for about 6 months, I would say that it is far surpassed my expectations. I bought it for one specific purpose and then just kept on using it for other things, and it has become kind of an indispensable tool for me for capturing videos of specific events. So that's kind of the broad, the mile high view of what we're going to be talking about. Questions so far, Phil?
No. I'm going to interject a little bit.
Sure.
I think the listeners of the show are probably aware that you and I, our families, and kind of our extended families, we get together every year in mm-hmm. June. In Kansas at a couple of cabins on a lake, and we're there for 3 or 4 days, and it's a pretty low-key time for the adults like you and I to hang out and play cards, and the kids to, you know, play on the beach and build sandcastles and go tubing and stuff. It's also a time for people like you and I to take a ton of photos.
A lot of photos.
You know, we've been doing this going on, 13 or 14 years now, and I don't want to say you presented to me this idea because it was your choice. You weren't asking my permission, but you sort of told me what you were thinking about doing maybe in April or May, that you were researching and planning to invest in a GoPro mm-hmm. specifically to take to the lake to essentially hand off to the kids and say, here, go do the kids stuff that you do, go mm-hmm. and be kids, but take this little camera with you, and you got a case that keeps it waterproof and a little not tripod but a handle, right? And I thought that was going to be great. I was really excited by that idea because you and I take a lot of photos, you know, on these trips. Mm-hmm. We tag along with the kids and we do a lot of that stuff, but the idea of just saying, here, take this video camera with you and then go out and go fishing or go tubing or whatever, seeing how they could capture their fun from a different perspective. And I was all in. I was super excited about that. So yeah, that's kind of the context for the conversation is that you wanted to take a GoPro to this specific vacation for the specific idea of here, kids, you know, we're talking like teenagers, younger, a little younger than that, and saying,
Well,
here, take
your
this
youngest
camera. And
daughter is how old is your youngest?
eight. Well, she just turned eight after that. So
Right.
yeah, we're talking like between eight and 15-ish.
And I'm not going to hand an 8-year-old my phone and say, go take this with you while you go swimming, or take this with you when you're tubing behind a boat. I'm not going to do that to an 8-year-old or anybody's 8-year-old or even myself. I don't want to do that with my phone, and I don't want to take my DSLR out on the. If I'm out on the kayak or something, and it can be done, as you know, Phil, it can be done. But
Yes, it can.
you have to really pay attention to what you're doing, because you don't want to drop that thing.
Yeah, you got to do a lot of planning. I'm thinking when we go tubing on this, we usually rent a pontoon from the resort, and it will tow a couple tubes. We'll tow two behind that and load it up with people on the boat. And I have sort of interjected myself as the de facto photographer for tubing, and I've got sort of this setup that I do. I will lay on the back seat of the pontoon and get in position, and I'll just track the kids on the tube back and forth. I get some fantastic shots. I
Yes, you
love doing
do.
that stuff.
Yeah.
But you're 100% right in what you said of I'm not going to hand my camera to a kid and let them use it for those situations because you have to protect your gear.
Right.
And I'm going to get essentially the same shots every single year. And that's not a bad thing. But
Like, oh,
I'll
there's
get,
so and so tubing, and look, they hit a wave and they bounced off, and they're amazing photos, and I've taken some of those too. But it's just I wanted the GoPro, so I bought it originally for my family's trip to Great Sand Dunes National Park in I think we went in early June. I think it was before the lake. But I thought, or no, we were going in July, but then I realized, well, wait a second, I want to take this GoPro to the lake, because we can get some footage that we've never seen before. It literally, like, never ever got footage like this in all our years of going to the lake. And it sure did work. It was amazing. And then since then, I've used this thing on several other occasions. I don't use it every day. I use my phone or my other cameras on a daily basis, but the GoPro, what I have found to be a more or less ideal use case scenario with this thing is there's a singular event, not a static of a event at a single location, like a birthday party, but a single event usually involving movement or action. So you guys came down to visit us, Phil, and that weekend was an event. And the kids were biking, they were scootering, we went and played frisbee golf. There was nothing crazy action. And that's the thing about the GoPro. I realized this camera is made to be an action camera, and they market it as an action camera.
Yeah,
And if you
they
go to the
do.
website, you see all, like, people snowboarding down mountains and water skiing and doing flips and jumps and all this stuff, diving in the ocean. I don't use it as an action camera like that. I use a lot of the capabilities that it has, but I'm not out to capture pics of or videos of my kids doing, like, flips on a skateboard or something, or like putting themselves in death-defying situations. I just use it to capture clips of single events where there's motion and movement, and it's a little trickier to do some of that with a phone, but it's also there's technology built into this GoPro that has, to this day, like, it blows my mind how they can do that in this little camera that a phone cannot do
Yeah, and I
so
don't think
far.
ever will. That's an interesting counterpoint that I thought of. The action cam thing, that's not at all what you used it for when we were visiting you. And we actually tried a couple of specific action cam type scenarios that did not work at all. The one that comes to mind is we literally tried to duct tape the GoPro on a frisbee and throw the frisbee then across the yard, thinking we could get. I think in your mind, you see something, it's like, oh, this is going to be wicked. And it's going to be like, you know, the terrain will be spinning and you can slow-mo and it'll be awesome. No, it didn't work
Nope.
at all. Not at all.
But what
And that was one of the most action cam type things that we tried.
Right.
And on the contrary, some of the most fun things that you got out of having that GoPro is just holding it on its stick. I know you're going to talk about the technology and stuff that's going on inside, but you just put it on the little stick, and as the kids are riding their bikes, you're running alongside of them, and then you'll maybe take a loop around in front and then go back the other way. Super easy stuff.
Yes, super.
And not action cam
Right.
GoPro marketing at all.
Right. You'll never see it in a commercial for the GoPro.
No, but when you see it in the context of the cousins hanging out with each other and you compare it to, I don't want to poo-poo phone pictures or DSLR pictures, but you compare it against your traditional photos of the kids riding the bikes or stuff like that, it just goes, wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Now, I know
And
that, do you have some clips that you're hoping to share
I
either on the
do.
fly or after the fact? I'm not sure how we're going to work that in.
I can I'll share them here. So, there's a well there's one of the biggest things that I think makes this a purchase for a parent. And I don't know what the I think the current this is actually the GoPro Hero 12. The current model, as we record this in December of 2024, is the 13. The differences between the 12 and the 13 are not substantial enough that if you just want to buy one because you're a parent, don't spend the extra money on the 13. Get the 12 or even the 11. One of the things that makes this a phenomenal camera for parents who want to get clips of their kids is what they call horizon lock. And that means you can take this thing. If you're watching on video, you can see me hold it. But I'll kind of describe it as well. You can take it and flip it
Twist
around.
it. You're
Yeah.
doing a twisting motion where the lens is kind of in the middle, but you're just spinning it
Yeah.
upside down.
So a lot of phones have like stabilization. So like if I'm getting a clip of my kid and I'm like you said, running around next to the kid and I'm bouncing. Phones do a decent job of stabilizing that. This thing does an impeccable job because that's its sole purpose: get good footage of action. And so, if you're running next to your kid and your kid's on a bike or skateboard or something, the footage will be like rock solid, smooth. You will
As if
not
you
see.
had, like, if you picture one of those behind the scenes of a Fast and Furious car chase, and they've got tens of thousands of dollars of camera gear
Right.
bolted to the side of a car,
Right.
and you got somebody out there, it's as if you had one of those, or it's as
Right.
if you had a setup like that, but it's just this little thing in your pocket.
And
It's
then
amazing how well the footage from this thing or any one of these turns out.
and the GoPro folks, I think like we're not sponsored. Are you kidding me? I'm just really happy about this camera. Whoever like the people at GoPro, they figured out a way to even go farther in that you can turn it upside down and you don't even know it's upside down. And so I've got a little clip to demonstrate that. This is not an action clip. This is just a demonstration and I'll share it on Zoom. But then I'll, and it should be embedded in the video feed as well. If it's not, then I'll just put it in there. So this is the clip, and you'll see me on the left. And this is so what I'm doing is demonstrating this so that we can then show you. I've got several other clips as well, so I can show you what's happening in some of these other clips. On the left is me, and I've got the GoPro on a selfie stick, and you'll see I will extend the selfie stick and then flip it upside down. On the right-hand side is the video coming from the GoPro, and you cannot tell that the camera is upside down.
It's this before you play it, this blew my mind, even as you're trying to describe it to me, is when you say flipped it upside down, that didn't compute for me. Even seeing you do do that action, you say I flipped the camera upside down. Wait, and it doesn't, the best way I can describe it is that simply doesn't compute in my brain with what I know about cameras, a lot, and you put it aside with the footage that you get. So kind of keep that in mind if you think, oh, flip the camera upside down.
Right.
And then watch this. Hopefully you'll guys get an idea what that means.
This footage is unedited. Okay. There's no editing in this footage. I didn't rotate it in Final Cut or iMovie. So I'm walking along and I've got the camera in front of me, and watch, I just flip the camera upside down, but the video is not upside down. Then I flip the camera back. The video is, it is still straight up and down. And now I put the camera on a selfie stick and lower it to the ground. Again, the video is right side up the whole time. And it is bonkers how this happens. Now I'm holding
sideways.
It up.
You're holding it sticking out to the side.
Right.
But the video has yet to change.
Right.
It's flat. It's perfect.
It is. I don't know how they do that. But here's what that means for a parent. Okay. Because this is, it's an action camera. It's supposed to be for action sports and all that. But that means, I'm going to quick put it on the selfie stick here. This is, by the way, I have several accessories for this. I use this Amazon $11 selfie stick more than anything. So I would recommend just, it, this is the most, if you go to Amazon, just type in GoPro selfie stick. It's like the most basic one possible. That means if you want to get a picture of your kid, like let's say your kid is learning to ride the bike and they're for the first time, they're getting the pedal turns and they're going 10, 20, 30 feet. And you're like, yes, I want to get picture. I want to get videos of my kid riding the bike. Well, you can hold your phone with your hand out, or you can grab a GoPro, put on a selfie stick, hit record. And now you can extend the GoPro sideways out so that you're in front of your kid and you're getting video of your kid riding their bike. And the video is straight up and down. The video, you don't know that the camera is sideways. Or you take it and you put it on the selfie stick and lower it to the ground. And now you get a video of your kid from the kid's point of view. And the video is straight up and down the whole time. You don't even know that the camera is rotated. I don't know what they do to make this happen, but it is the most magical thing I've seen in a camera in a long time. And it makes it such a good option for parents who want to get clips of their kids doing stuff, not action-y stuff like doing extreme snowboarding and all that, but just normal clips of your kids doing fun things. Especially in my case, when there's an event, like when company comes to visit and you're playing outside, the GoPro is an amazing tool for capturing clips like that.
And here's something that I think just about any parent is going to understand what happens when you're using your phone or a camera. I don't make it sound like we're just talking about, you know, phones are bad or anything. There is kind of a cognitive disconnect when you are holding your phone, right? And my kid's learning to ride the bike. And so what am I focusing on? I have a choice between trying to watch these moments that my kid's going to have only once, or watch these moments that my kids are going to have only once inside the camera frame to make sure that I'm capturing it. So I'm either watching it IRL, seeing it happen for real, or I'm looking at my phone, right, like this, when the actual thing is happening behind it over there.
Yep.
I'm concentrating on the framing and trying to hold my hands steady. And there is, I have had that experience so many times. Just today, this isn't action at all, but it resonates that our youngest daughter had a Christmas play at church.
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, of course, everybody, all the parents and has their phone out. And before the performance, the pastor who was introducing everything said, basically along the lines of, look, I know you've all got your phones. I know you want to take pictures and you probably want to take video, but we're recording this. Like, they have cameras at the back. They're recording it. They will put it on later and you can just download a copy for free that the church is filming with their nice cameras.
Right.
So you don't have to take your phone. and watch the performance through your phone.
Right.
Just let it be and enjoy it for real. And that's what happens with the GoPro. And my experience with it with you, that's what happens, because that bike scenario you just talked about, you just trust the camera and
Yeah.
it would do better than what you could think. It did every single time we use it. It did better than I thought it would do.
Yes,
Full
I.
stop. And I could just watch what was happening. Like, just put that on the stick and just hold it out. And then, as long as it's pointed in the general direction, you are 100% fine.
Phil, that's
And
exactly
that
right.
is what I think, that's a fundamental shift back to being able to, as the adult, as the parent, watch what's actually happening and know that you're going to get a video of it without having to try.
Right. And let me show you. Let me demonstrate that for this is a 5 second clip here. All right. By the way, I've blurred out faces in any of these clips I'm showing, because I just don't really want to show my kids on our podcast, even though the podcast is about the kids. So you're gonna see this, Phil. This is actually your daughter. And she's jumping into the pool. So it's just a quick 5 second clip, but what someone is next to her, I don't know who,
It's
one of the
one
other,
of the other kids
yeah,
when you
one of
just
the other
handed the camera
cousins.
off and said, "Here,
Yes.
kids, do the pool stuff."
Yep. I don't think about anything else except just kind of point this thing in the general direction, and it works. Because the field of view is so wide that as long as you're pointing the camera anywhere close to the general direction of your subject, you're gonna get footage of that subject. So here, this is a 5 second clip, and it kind of illustrates what you're talking about. By the way, the horizon lock is turned off on this, so it's gonna go back and forth, but it's not gonna wobble. It's just the horizon's gonna tilt. So anyway, this is Phil's daughter and jump into the pool, and two things happen there. Number one, the person, the cousin doing the recording, isn't a cinematographer. Just here, hand him a selfie stick with the GoPro and hit the button to record. So there was no thought put into, oh no, I need to make sure that Phil's daughter is like perfectly in the frame and all that. But also, at the end of the clip, the person recording jumps in the water, and I am not worried about the camera getting wet because it's an action camera. It's supposed to get wet. And I've got this waterproof case. It's like a $50 polycarbonate waterproof case just for added insurance. And so as we're at the lake and the kids are jumping in the pool and jumping in the lake, not once did I ever wonder if the camera's okay. Camera's fine because it's inside that case. And the clips that we got of our kids doing stuff are clips we've never seen before. And here's another example to show what you just talked about, Phil. It's an 11 second clip. It is one of the cousins is the so these are three cousins. Phil, these two of the kids are yours, one is mine, and then there's another kid who is in the water. And the water's like, I don't know, 10 feet deep here. And side note, parents, this lily pad thing that they're on, this big foam thing, that is one of the best water lake toys ever. And Phil and his wife have one of those. This is theirs.
Worth it,
Yes.
1,000%. And for anyone who's not watching video, this is a big, it's like a 12-foot by 8-foot foam pad. It's like 2 inches thick. It just rolls up when you store it. Otherwise, it just floats on the lake, and 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 kids can stand on it, can jump around on it. It's one of those things you just give it to your kids, and then 4 hours later, they come out of the lake exhausted and have had the best day.
So here there's the person recording is just one of the cousins swimming. I think they've all got life jackets on, but he's not a professional cinematographer. He just has this GoPro on a stick and he points it in the general direction. And these kids are trying to stay up on the lily pad. And pretty soon, I think they start falling. I don't. Yep, there goes one, two, and bam, the third one falls in. And so there's no, I would never do this with a phone because I don't want my phone to get dropped in a lake. Even if I put a waterproof case on my phone, I wouldn't just hand my phone to a kid and say, "Here, take this into the lake." Because my phone is too important to do that. Also, Phil and I have gotten a lot of pictures like this with our cameras from the shore, but we've never gotten video clips that show what it's like to really be there.
Something that I was reminded of when you're showing these water clips, and that's a side note, I guess, is the fact that I guess your average GoPro is or can be very inexpensively waterproof, and so you can get a lot of things you wouldn't normally see. There is a indoor water park in Kansas City called Great Wolf Lodge. I think they have them in different places in the country, and we have gone there several times as a family, and they have three, in addition to a big water park inside, they've got three water slides. And one is open, one is a has a partial tunnel, and one is completely enclosed. And I have gone down those with the kids with my phone,
Oh my.
and it's fun. I mean, because I have, any iPhone or Samsung or whatever made in the last few years is going to be waterproof enough to do that kind of thing with. And I generally feel okay doing that. But the footage that we end up with, while cool, isn't stable at all. It's super shaky. And
So
I guess what I'd say about doing that, it's okay, it's fun. Like, don't get me wrong, it's totally fun to put your kid in front of you on a tube and go down a water slide and hold your phone and, maybe stick out in front like their faces or something. But what you get out of it afterwards isn't ever quite what you're hoping you'd get. And there's always that little risk of, this is my phone. What if I drop it in the bottom of the pool and then either I can't find it or it does
exactly.
get cracked or something?
Yep, what if I
You
dropped
take a
it?
GoPro on a water slide.
Did you
That's
know?
again not something I would consider an action, whatever you call
Yeah,
it, for the matter.
that you wouldn't see that on the GoPro website, like, ooh, a water slide.
But
Wow.
it's amazing the things
So
that you can get with it by doing, I guess, what you would consider just basic kid hanging out fun stuff.
let me share an example of that for the viewers out there. I mean, Phil's already seen all these. But I did exactly that. We took our kids to an outdoor water park and I brought the GoPro with not so this selfie stick does not float. There's another selfie stick that I bought that has a little orange like floaty on the bottom. So if you drop it, it just sits and bobs in the water. And so it's not going to drop to the bottom. But I brought the GoPro with and I brought the waterproof case and I said, "All right, kids, go to town. Just record whatever you want." And one thing that they did was went down water slides, just like you're saying. And so
Okay,
I've got a
okay.
clip. It's kind of it's me because again, I don't like showing the kids on these videos, but it's me going down the water slide, and I'm just going down, and I'm holding the camera about, I'm turning sideways here, about this far from me. So I'm just going down the water slide, and I have the camera and a selfie stick kind of pointed back in my direction. Here's the clip. It's 11 seconds. I think it's set to loop. So it might go back and forth. But this is me going down a water slide, but pretend this is one of your kids because nobody wants to see a grown up on the water slide. So there's me just going down the water slide. And I wasn't paying attention to where I was pointing the camera. And neither were the kids. Like the footage that we got of the kids looks just like this. And it is
Man,
so
that's great.
smooth. It is
Yeah.
so smooth.
And you're not worried about, like, I'm picturing me doing exactly that with a phone. And if I had the phone in my hand, I'd be a good portion of my attention would be focused on the grip. Am I holding onto the phone tight enough so I won't lose it? Is it pointed at me? Am I going to get the shot that I want? And then my brain goes, oh, right, I'm on a water slide. Whee! With something like this, you don't have to think about any of that. Just hold that thing on the stick, point it at your face, and go down or go swimming or whatever it is. It's just,
Yeah,
yeah.
100%, Phil, 100%. And At no point, and same thing with the kids. At no point did I wonder, what if they drop it? What if they break it? What if it falls out of their hand while they're sliding down the water slide? So it's got the floaty thing. It'll be fine. And this is the kind of stuff that, when people think GoPro, I imagine they usually think action sports, extreme everything. It is such a good tool for getting clips of just ki your kids doing kid stuff, that you can't just get with a phone. And then if you want, so there's a clip here that I'm going to show of, we did try some extreme stuff. This is, it's a 4 second clip. So, actually, you know what? I'll start with a slightly longer clip, just to get people oriented. This is, we talked about tubing before. We actually took the GoPro, tubing at the lake this summer, and we strapped it to whoever was in the tube. They had a life jacket on, but then we put like a chest mount, a camera chest mount on them. I
Just
got one.
that sounds worse than it is, right? It's basically a
Yeah.
Velcro strap.
Yeah, it's like a seat belt. I mean, it's
Yeah.
nothing complicated. And put the camera in the chest mount, and got footage that, this is what I mean when I say we've never gotten stuff like this before, ever. Because I have never taken a camera on a tube to get video of what it's like actually tubing. So here we're watching, this is actually my son, and we see his face in some parts of the video, but not this one here. And he falls off the tube and he's still grabbing onto the tube, and the camera's in the water and you got water everywhere. And then he falls off, like he completely, like just end over end falls off the tube. We've never been able to capture stuff like that before. And we've been doing this tubing stuff a long time. When I say we, I mean me, Phil, and our families and our extended family. But I've never been able to see what it's like to be on a tube. And the cool part here is we got this footage that I've never got anything like this. We can show this to people who don't go on tubes, like the grandparents, and say, when you watch the kids, your grandkids on the tube, this is what it's like to be on the tube. And we're not going to do, we've taken grandma and grandpa on the tube, or at least grandma, but we're not going to give her like an extreme ride, tons of waves and everything else, because she doesn't really want that. But we can say, look, here's what it looks like to be on the tube when we're doing one of these super extreme rides with all the waves and flying off the tube and everything.
And again, I want to say that again, that's one of those things. There is no thought on the cameraman making sure they're doing a good job. You know, the kid, if anything, they're just screaming extra loud because they know they're on video. We had a couple of the cousins that would do a narration of what was happening,
Oh yeah,
because they were being recorded. But that actually ups the fun level for them because they're not worried about are they doing a good job filming. They're like out there, okay, now here comes the major turn. Oh, this wave's gonna kill me. Ah! And it ups their fun factor even more. And then we get this just really cool footage afterwards. And the effort into all that is so little. And that's the best part.
Yeah, I one of the other things I like is that there's two buttons. There's power on and record. And so you don't have to do that thing when you're using your phone, you have to remember to hit the right target on the screen, the touch target, the camera record button, or the pinch and zoom, or whatever. Like, you're interfacing with the screen, and you don't always want to look at the screen. You just want to record a video clip or a photo or something. Here, all you do is just, like, you find that top button with your finger and you press it, and it just starts recording. Even if the camera's turned off, it starts recording. And so, I don't need to fiddle with anything. If my kid's doing something cool and you guys are over and we're doing something, I don't want to get my phone out and be distracted with framing the shot in my phone, but also making sure I hit the right part of the touchscreen. I just pull this out because I got it in my belt loop or something, and I press that top button and it just starts recording. And I don't need to think about it. And when I'm done, I just press the top button because it's a big, chunky physical button that does one thing, which is record. I want to go down a couple. I made a couple notes that I wanted to hit because now we've been talking about this for about half an hour, and I think we've kind of made the case here. But if someone, so the couple like notes that I want to make sure to hit. These cameras, these action cameras, they all do four. And GoPro's not the only one. Like DJI makes one, Ace 360 makes one. They all do 4K. This one actually does 5.3K, I think. I don't do any of that. I do 1080p, 60 frames a second, because I don't need 4K footage of my kids throwing a frisbee, and it takes up so much space on my computer or in the cloud. I just don't need the 4K.
And after having filmed a lot of this, you'll sit down on a computer and iPad and show this stuff to me. I have never once thought that it doesn't look good. Not to say that, like, oh, 4K is overrated, you don't need that. But it's for the kinds of stuff that we're talking about, for mom and dad wanting to get these cool things with their kids, don't bother because it looks fantastic anyway.
If you're into like extreme action sports, maybe that's why they have the 4K. But if you're just a parent and you want a GoPro to get some fun video clips, I've never seen a need for 4K, and I've used this a lot. I do recommend the waterproof case. This is it. I mean, I've shown it a couple times. It looks like this. If you're gonna get this, if you're gonna get a GoPro, I recommend a waterproof case. It's just peace of mind. I think these things are supposed to be waterproof to some degree, but I don't need sand getting in the lens. I don't need like It's a $50 insurance policy for me to just know that it's in the waterproof case, so it can go on sand, it can go on dirt. We went to Great Sand Dunes National Park and ran it over with a sled going down the hill, like the sand dunes. It's fine because it was in the case, so no worries.
So the waterproof case is kind of like when I get a new phone, the first thing I do is get a screen protector, and I sometimes, if I order a phone, and I know it's going to be a few days, I will get a screen protector beforehand. And then the very, very first thing I do when I open the box of the phone is put the screen protector on before I turn the phone on, because sure, it's fairly scratch resistance and all that, and you're going to put a case on it, but it spends all day in your pocket. And specifically, you said sand, dirt, grime, that kind of thing. You put the quote unquote screen protector on it, or the case in this case, and you know that the case is going to get beat up, but the camera is not.
There have been a few times when I use it without the case, because it actually does one thing that people see online. If you look up reviews of this online, people complain about it overheating. And the only time I've had it overheat on me is when it was in the case on a really sunny day, and I was recording for like half an hour straight, which I don't recommend. It was kind of like a test to see what can I do to make this overheat. The case is, I don't know, like you said, it's just one of those things. Most of the time I use it in the case just because I don't want to damage this thing, because I just want to buy it once and use it for years and not like buy 30 of them for my YouTube extreme sports channel.
Yeah, you want, I mean, damage the case, not the device.
In fact, this is getting into the weeds just a little bit, but the case, if you get it, it has like, obviously, it's a case, right? It has two backs. This back is completely, it's a hard back,
Like
which you
a
can,
clear polycarbonate hard
yes,
plastic.
you can remove this and add, it comes with this one, which has a hole in it, so that if you're not going to be dunking it in the lake, but you just want some degree of protection from the elements, but you still want to use the touchscreen.
Oh, sure.
You can
Okay.
do that, which is another thing. Like, man, I feel like we talked for 3 more hours. You can connect the GoPro to your phone and operate everything on the camera or on the GoPro from your phone. So if it's in the case, or if you hand it to a kid, or if it's somehow, like, if you just want to put it somewhere and record, you can start, stop, change settings on your phone as long as you're within like 30 feet. So even with the case on, you can still use it from your
So
phone.
that might be a good case for some kind of remote shoot where you want to actually you did some of these. I don't know if you're going to show any. You did some Star Trails photos where
That
you do a
was
long
next,
exposure.
yes.
Okay, well then I'm going to spoil it. That you get this really cool twisting motion of the stars over the span of I'm not. You'll probably say how long, but in this case you could set your GoPro out ahead of time, and then after it's dark, you could start it with your phone.
Totally.
Without going down there to or out there in the dark and maybe disturbing the setup that you already framed out or something.
And that's one thing I've learned about the so there's a lot of action cameras on the market. The GoPro specifically, they've been refining this for like 20 years, and they've added a lot of cool things. Like, there's literally a mode that's called Star Trails. And so I'm going to play, it's just a 12-second clip here. This is a 3-hour exposure. And you end up with a picture, but you also end up with a video of the picture being taken. And I think I set this out. This is when we went to a cabin with some friends recently. I set this on a tripod by the edge of the water, and there's a timer, and I said, okay, I want you to start recording. The moon's gonna come up at 2 in the morning, so I want you to start recording at about 10 p.m. And then I just went to bed, and then came out the next day, and here's my Star Trails. And this is not something that's not my kids, obviously, but it's one of those cool value adds where you spend a couple hundred dollars on a camera, but you want it to do, it'd be nice if it could do some more things too. And so Star Trails is one of those cool things that you get the GoPro because you want to take pictures and vi or videos of your kids. And then it turns out it also does cool time lapses like Star Trails. So, a couple of notes I want to hit. When you buy one of these, they like to push the subscription on you. I think that's how the company continues to make money. And I would say, like, try it for a year and see what you think. It's fine.
I didn't know there was a subscription. What would you get out of a GoPro subscription?
Good question. So, I got it because it came with, they were doing a sale where they give you a year for free. When you charge it, so when you bring this back home at night after a day of playing in the water or whatever, you bring it back home, you stick a USB cable in to charge it, and while it's charging, it uploads everything to the cloud and then deletes it off your memory card.
Automatically.
Yep. And so the next
Again,
day.
that's another one of those things that I wanted to ask you about that, about storage and, data extraction.
Right.
But that there is one of those things like, here, just hold this and go have fun. Don't worry about
Yes.
it. Okay, I'm done. I'm going to plug it in without worrying about it. It's if you have a subscription, is that right? It's going to upload
Yes.
everything to the cloud and then it's like ready for you.
Yep. So I have a 128 gig memory card in here. I've never come close to filling it up because, again, I shoot at 1080p, not 4K. And it'll do a full day of whatever we're doing. And then at night, I plug it in because I want to charge it anyway. And while it's charging, it just sits there and uploads everything to the cloud. And the subscription, I think you get unlimited storage, like literally unlimited.
Okay.
I don't know how they can sustain that. I don't use unlimited because my photos aren't that big, or my videos
It's
aren't
probably
that
one of
big.
those cases where your average person doesn't take up anywhere near of what
Probably, yeah.
their expenses would, will allow for, and so they're fine. And then you've got those outliers who use it like crazy, and it probably all balances out.
Probably. So if you get one of these, they're gonna try and push the subscription as you buy it. I don't know. I would say maybe try it for a year and see what you think, but whatever. I may keep it. I don't know. I mentioned before that you don't need the latest model. That's fine. I want to run just briefly down a couple things that people complain about on YouTube that drive me nuts.
Let's hear it.
Because they're for a parent who wants videos of their kids, a GoPro is so good. But people on YouTube, I watched so many YouTube reviews comparing different action cameras. And two things bug me. Number one, I would watch a review where they used it, they very clearly used it for one afternoon and then
Okay.
made a video about it with no long-term experience. A YouTuber will get a, and this happens all the time in tech, Phil. Like, you know this. Someone will rush to do a review because they got to be first out the door because of the YouTube algorithm. And so I saw things that were called reviews that were so incomplete because they had used it for about a day.
Yeah, I do not mean that's frustrating. But that's also their business model. Those YouTubers, that's how they make a living. And I agree with you there too. I've seen that a lot with other products where a reviewer is given a product for maybe a week or less, and then an embargo goes up, and then they can put their video out there. In my mind, you're not going to get the value of a GoPro, having never used one, in a day or in a weekend. It's going
No.
to take you, gosh, months
Months.
to figure out what works for you and how to use the thing. So is your point, I'm kind of taking it, I'm sorry, is your point that take YouTube reviews with a grain of salt?
Yes, and to illustrate that, I'm going to run through some things that are in all over YouTube reviews that I thought after using this for 6 months, I thought that is preposterous that you would even bring that up in a review. So first of all, battery life. I heard so many complaints about battery life. Oh, the battery life. It's perfectly fine. I have four batteries for this because I heard so much about the battery life.
Oh,
Oh,
man.
it's going to overheat. The battery's terrible. I think there's been one time where I had to switch batteries during the day. Like, the battery life is fine. All I'm doing is short clips, like 15, 30 second clips. Maybe if you're recording at 4K for 2 hours straight, the battery would die on you. But I, like, again, a parent getting a camera, an action camera, sure, get a spare battery if you want. It's fine. Also, people on YouTube complain about low light, and I hear that over and over. And there's another camera called the DJI Action 4. It might be at the Action 5 now. Oh, the DJI is better in low light. And I'm like, okay, number one, I've never encountered a situation where I'm recording in low light where I thought, wow, this is terrible. But number two, it's an action camera. What are you doing recording in the dark? So
Well, you just did show a video of a recording that you did in the dark.
you're right in Star Trails
But
mode.
you were specifically doing something that was sitting still, tracking points of light in a dark environment. So that makes sense. But so you're talking about like filming BMX biking after dusk, like, or
I
something?
guess I
I'm
don't
not
know.
sure.
And I would like there's YouTube is littered with these where people will be
Huh.
like, oh, the go. The these action cameras aren't very good in low light, and the footage that they will show is someone just, I kid you not, just walking down a city sidewalk. That's it. And it's like the moon is up. And I'm like, what are you doing here? You're not doing any action. And if you were, you would want to be in daylight anyway. Like,
Yeah.
I don't understand. That'd be like complaining that you bought an electric vehicle and you complain that you can't gas it up at the gas station. Like, I don't understand that complaint. So if you're a parent and you're watching YouTube reviews, don't pay attention
Mean
to.
that I kind of see the where they're coming from, in that as a reviewer, you have to check a certain number of boxes, and since it's a camera, low light is going to be one of those boxes that you
That's
want to
true.
check.
That's true.
And maybe a lot of those reviewers just aren't doing it within the frame of mind that you or I, as a parent looking for that kind of thing, is going to care about. Like, I don't know what, I can't think of a scenario off the top of my head where it would be dark and I'd want to make sure that we're getting good video. Those things don't really, I don't know, maybe at a campfire, but
Yeah,
then
and
I don't know. I'm sure low light isn't perfect, but again, I think our whole point is here, you will be fine,
yes,
slash amazed with, yes, what you can do with a basic GoPro as a parent.
And I think I really appreciate you kind of moderating. You can tell I'm a little emotional about this because it drives me nuts, but you're right. Like, there might be some legitimate uses for that, but for just a parent who wants a fun camera to get cool shots of their kids, don't worry about the low light. A couple other things that you might see on YouTube that, in my opinion, do not matter at all. Number one, it doesn't have a front touchscreen. Seriously, like, I have never once used this and thought, boy, if only I could change my settings on the front touchscreen. Like, oh boy, like, we're picking nits here. In fact, most of the time I don't even use the front touchscreen because I'm not looking at the front touchscreen. I'm looking at the back because I'm recording what I'm, anyway. I see people complain that it doesn't shoot in 8K.
Oh, come on.
Seriously. I shoot 1080p and it's fine. Maybe if you're filming, a professional, and I don't want to disparage,
I don't want to harp on parents that have a thing for 8K, good for you. That's awesome. But if you have a need to film anything in 8K, you're not a GoPro action cam is not for you.
Yeah. You gotta be looking elsewhere. A couple are just minor points. The HDR on this is not amazing. So if you're in like a really bright situation and then there's like, your kids in the shadow, but it's a really bright day, but they're under a tree. Like, the HDR could be better. It's not debilitating. I've never had an instance where I'm like, I want to throw this away because the HDR, like, it's fine. But don't go in expecting iPhone 16 Pro levels of HDR. It doesn't have a GPS. I guess the Hero 13 has a GPS. Some people care about that. I don't care about that. But that might matter to some parents. And then when you turn it on, it takes a second or two to start up. I don't find that to be a problem. I wait for the little beep and I start going. But some people on YouTube complain about that. I don't know.
But those last two, I could see a little bit of both ways. You know, GPS, I do think that comes important when you want to know where something was taken.
Mm-hmm.
If you maybe want to correlate it with a map.
Yep.
And a lot of us have our phones with us anyway. So if we take a picture with our phone at the same time, then we know, you know, where we were.
Yeah.
But I've also used devices with a dedicated GPS. I do understand the benefits of that. And I mean, if that's important to you, then I suppose that would be something to consider, you know, and that the boot up time, it's interesting because a lot of what we talked about and a lot of what you presented is situational, right?
Yeah,
you're saying, mm-hmm, oh, the kids are going to be doing this. So you turn it on and you say, here you go. And that's fine. But if you have it with you and you want to get something instantaneously,
mm-hmm,
then that boot up time is going to matter. You know, I've missed shots on my phone because, I couldn't slide the thing down and push the camera icon. And now the moment's gone because it takes a few seconds to get there. I don't know how often that's going to happen, but.
Yep. And there's a couple cons, like negatives that I do want to mention. Number one, it's not great for photos. It just isn't. If you're buying this thing because you want photos, I wouldn't recommend it. The phone is almost always going to beat it. And unless, the one thing it has going for it, it's a very, very, very wide field of view. So you could get like wider photos, but I wouldn't buy this for the pictures. It's also not great indoors. So if you're at, even like an indoor water park, Phil, the Great Wolf Lodge, I think is pretty well lit. So it'd probably be okay in there. But if people are like, if the kids are in the basement and they're like running around or something and you want to go get the GoPro to get some good shots, I don't know, like, it's fine, but it's not great indoors. It needs a lot of light.
Okay.
That's
where that low light thing may come into play. Yeah.
It might.
Like,
yeah.
At that Great Wolf Lodge, you know, I think that particular place, their water park might be open until 10, 11 o'clock at night. And you're not going to have the bright sunlight in there that time of night. you're going to have just as much fun. But yeah, using a GoPro in that environment would be tough.
And finally, the back touchscreen. Every now and then I end up fighting it. That's how you change the settings. Like, if you want to change it from wide to wider or something like that.
You mentioned earlier that it's got one button, right? You turn it on, or two buttons, whatever. You turn it on and you click this thing that you can feel, and then it's you're going. Yeah. But I also know from seeing you use it that in order to do anything beyond that, you have to engage with this little 1.5-inch touchscreen on the back.
Yep.
And that part of that just makes me cringe. Like, oh,
yeah,
I'm going to screw that up. And
I've gotten to the point where I've got a couple presets that I've made, one called like lake, one called outdoor, something like that. I mean, it's all outdoor. I just made that up. So I don't, it's not a big deal, but it is like, if you have large hands, the touchscreen is very tiny. So just want to mention that. I also want to show one final clip here. It's not going to blow anyone's mind, but this is me holding the camera, running, chasing my son who is running. And I just want to illustrate how steady this footage is and kind of wrap up on this, because this is why you get one of these things.
Now look at before you play this, look at this environment. You're in what looks like some kind of national park on a trail that's covered in stones like the size of a watermelon.
Yeah.
And you're not walking along a bike path here. This is aggressive terrain.
Very much so. This is not smooth terrain. So I'm running, so I'm bobbing up and down, and the terrain is pretty rough. So it's a 7-second clip. I'll loop it so it plays a couple times. But this is why you get one of these, because I wanted a cool shot of my kid. He was running, and I was like, I'm going to chase him and get a shot of him running because it's such beautiful scenery. And you'll notice how smooth the footage is, and the horizon is solid. I actually cut this up. It's two quick clips. The horizon is horizontal. It's not rocking.
You're
back
shaking
and forth.
Like your arm is going to be bouncing up and down.
Yep. My arm's bouncing down and I'm going side to side because it's not level, not level terrain.
And this looks like cinematographer level. Like, it's very cinematic. It's very cool looking, and you can't get that really any other way.
I agree. And you know what? I'm going to show one more. Phil, this
All
is
right,
your
one
son.
More.
This is your
one
oldest. This is also why you get one of these. This is your son taking a selfie.
Yeah, I thought that this one might be coming.
Got his face blurred out, but he's taken a selfie video of himself jumping into the lake. Or no, into the pool. And you're not going to get this with a phone without risking damaging the phone or getting something wet or what have you. So this is a 5-second clip. And he jumps, bam, into the water.
And then he gives like a thumbs up or something underwater at the camera.
Yeah.
And he's having such a good time.
And he's holding it on a stick and holding it on a little.
The bubbles surrounding him like crazy. That's just awesome. And you're not going to get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the whole point of this is, I think a GoPro is a phenomenal choice for parents who want clips of their kids. It has far surpassed my expectations because I didn't think about the star trails and I didn't think about the horizon lock and stuff like that. You don't need to spend a ton of money. The newest ones are like $350 or $400, but you can get the 11 or the 12. There are other options. There's the DJI Action 4 or 5. There's the Insta360 Ace Pro. I mean, get what you want. They're all going to be good. I got a GoPro because they kind of invented this action camera market years ago. So I wanted to just kind of go with the one that had been refined over the years. And there's a lot of accessories you can buy too. But it's just, it's such a fun, useful tool to get pictures, or I keep saying pictures, to get videos of your kids doing action-y type stuff. Strongly recommend it for any parent. And I don't know that I have anything else to say. This is not about the GoPro, but all the footage that you have, you got to do something with. I've taken to putting in all of these clips in Final Cut Pro and editing them into short highlight videos with music. I know, Phil, you've gotten into doing more editing recently. So there is that. Like, you do have to do something with the footage, like edit the footage.
Yeah, I think at some point you and I will come back and do an episode on perhaps video editing
I would love that,
or
man.
photo editing in some of that context. But
Yep.
correct me if I'm wrong, but maybe this is a subscription thing, but doesn't the GoPro site generate stuff for you? Like, I'm just basic level, right? I'm a dad who doesn't know anything about video editing, but I get a GoPro and I take it to the beach. I plug it in overnight, I get my photos or my videos. Doesn't the GoPro thing generate, with AI music and like
I Phil, I actually
what do you
think
call
it
that? Like a
does.
clip shot,
Yeah.
but with video.
You know what, Phil? I think it might. I've never explored that option, but I think it might.
Okay, I hope I'm not
So,
wrong, but I feel like that might be part of it, where you
yeah.
upload a bunch of stuff to the your GoPro cloud or whatever, and let them cook on it for a while, and then you will get, I'm not confirmed on this, but you get some kind of AI generated best of
Yeah.
highlight reel. I
You could be
swear that
right.
this was a thing. I feel like you showed this to me. But
You could be right,
anyway,
Phil.
I know we've been talking for a while, and we're a bunch of grumpy old men who want to get to bed, but
Yep,
this has
and
been
I,
so much fun.
yeah,
That
Phil,
GoPro is
thank
awesome.
you.
I'm really glad that we talked about this. I'm glad you got one.
Me too. It's been a
Go to
lot of fun.
GoPro.com/cameradads and
Ah,
nothing will
sure.
happen. But this is awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for getting the clips prepared and all of that.
All right. Thanks,
Good
Phil.
stuff.
This has been good. All right. And everyone, glad we'd love to hear your thoughts, comments, questions. And I guess we'll see you next time. Thanks, everybody.
All right, thanks, Evan.